podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Hey, and a big thank you to everybody who came out Friday to our happy hour party at the Tavern Lowry. It was great to meet a bunch of you and hang out with a bunch of you. There was one couple that came out that we had talked to that morning, and then they said that they were going to come out. Well, we talked to the groom-to-be, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then they came out, and we got to have a beer, and we got to hear a little bit more of the story. And we want to share this story with our listeners and see what your thought is on this. So, first of all, I don't want to use their real names. Can somebody give me...
Rob and Kelly.
Aladdin.
Rob and Kelly with an IE. Right.
Aladdin's the girl.
All right, Rob and Kelly. Now, here's the thing. We got the full... We're trying to break this down for you as best we can for you to kind of sound off, but they didn't really date a long time before they started getting really serious. Like, it hasn't even been a year. Neither of them married before, and when talk of marriage came up, they said that he was in this thing that, well, you don't want to wait until they're both on firmer financial ground. How many times have we heard that, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of relationship experts will say, well, if you wait, you know, until you're really on firmer financial ground.
You'll never get married.
Well, I guess that then led to the discussion about the ring. And Kelly immediately said that she would split the cost of the ring. Hmm. To which Rob said, oh, okay.
Of course. Jumped right on that horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, now you know the way I am about mm-hmm. relationships and
yeah,
the way that
said,
men
no,
should
no,
treat
no, no.
women mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I'm absolutely flabbergasted, mm-hmm. first of all, that she would offer. And secondly, that he would immediately say, okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now Kelly, the woman in this relationship, is going to pay for half of her engagement ring. This has to be a five call says it all. Oh. And I told them that Friday night. They were sitting mm-hmm. in one of the booths in the main part of the restaurant.
How old would you say they are?
Well, they both look to me like they're late 20s.
Okay, that's what I thought too. I just didn't know.
Maybe that's the new thing now with these kids these days is to do that. I don't know. Now, my question is, I don't know if you guys asked them this. Is he going to get a $1,000 ring? They're going to split it $500 each. Or does he have $1,000 to put onto a ring? And she's like, hey, I'll up it with another $1,000 and get a better ring.
We never talked price.
Yeah, I think they're saving until they find one. And so, like, if he puts in a dollar, she puts in a dollar.
Okay.
So they don't.
Why? Does that make a difference to you?
Yes, because I think.
Why?
She can get a nicer ring that way.
Well, she's going to get a nicer ring anyway if it's double.
She'll get a $1,000 ring.
No,
or she'll put $1,000 in herself and get a $2,000 ring.
I know, but either mm-hmm. way, if she's going to double whatever he's doing, she's going to
get
a better...
She might as well double up for a better ring, though. See what I'm saying? Like,
no,
she can add another $1,000 onto his $1,000.
Bam!
And get a better ring.
5 carats.
So they're still splitting it. I mean, ladies like nice rings for when they get... Yeah. They're showing them off.
I know, but...
She'd rather show off a $2,000 ring than a $1,000 ring, I think.
As a gentleman, and Dom, your very wonderful kind of old school romantic side aside, don't you think this kind of makes it seem like maybe he doesn't want to, like she wants to get engaged more than he does? Since she's like, oh yeah, I'll pay for
that. I didn't get that feel.
No,
because
okay.
they seemed to be, I mean, they were doing the thing sitting in the, first of all,
same side
of the booth.
They were same siders.
Same side of the booth, which, you know, I have a problem with that. And then they were holding hands on the
table.
Oh,
they're in love.
So they're totally in love. I'm not knocking that. Young love, that's fantastic. But for me, her paying half?
I think that the engagement ring is a direct representation. I think guys feel like the engagement ring is a direct representation of themselves. Because I've heard, you know, like my brother talking about getting a ring.
Sure it is, yeah.
And he's like, no. He's like, I'm not going to buy cubic zirconia. Mm-hmm. You know, I want it to be really nice and la la la. Because when a girl does show off that ring.
It's your heart on a finger.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to take calls on this immediately. But Chris, I looked like you wanted to say
something. Well, I think the engagement ring is a gift to the woman from the man. So you shouldn't pay half for your own gift. If she wants to buy something, she can buy his ring.
Here's what I'll do. I will defer for now to a five call says it all mm-hmm. at 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. And we told them that we were going to talk about this. So they know it's coming. 303-631-1649. Call us immediately. And how do you stand on the bride-to-be picking up half the cost of the engagement ring? We figured we would do five calls says it all. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. What do you think? Are you on board with the bride paying for half of her engagement ring?
Well, personally, I wouldn't be. Obviously, this is up to the two individuals that are in this particular situation.
But of course.
In my situation, when I was looking for rings, I found one that my wife, well, my now wife, absolutely loved. And at the time, I was working for a company making great money, and I could afford to get a really extravagant ring that I really wanted to get for her. And then after I financed the ring, my company went out of business, and I was on unemployment for a little bit.
So what happened?
I'm sorry?
So what happened?
Oh, well,
we need to cut to the gravy because we got five calls we got to get to.
I'm sorry. Basically, I just don't think that if you're saying this is what I do, this is the ring I want you to have, then he should say yes. I'm going to pay for it because that's how much I love you. Because this is how I want to show you how I love you, and this is a representation of me. And it doesn't matter how much.
So don't help. Don't help him.
It's a representation of you.
So you're not on board with her paying for half?
No.
All right. What happened quickly in your situation?
I was able to, you know, get another job and make payments and get it paid for, and she loves it, and it's something that I'm very proud of.
So she never paid for any of it?
No, not a dime.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right, here's Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So are you okay with this or not?
I'm pretty okay with it. My fiance and I have been together for almost 3 years now. We're getting married in October. And we live together. We have a joint bank account. So some of the cost of the ring came from that joint bank account.
Right, at that point when you're sharing everything.
Yeah, and you're about to get married. And when you get married, you share your finances. Everything comes from the same place, right? So
if everything's already combined.
Why not share the cost of the ring, you know?
Because you're not married yet.
Yeah, you're splitting groceries already, though.
All right.
Yeah, well, we're splitting groceries. We're splitting the mortgage.
Cool. I've got your vote down. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You as well. Take care. Here's Chachi. Chachi, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Is this okay or not okay?
I think it's okay, but I'm coming from the standpoint of a gay man. And in our relationships, being of the same gender, you're already on the same plane. So a lot of those things like paying for dinner or, you know, who takes care of what, it's kind of something that you discuss because there's not the sort of gender role that goes into it.
Right.
So I think do it, they need to be ready for kind of the Pandora's box that it opens up. Like, oh, why doesn't he open the door for me anymore? Or why doesn't he this? Why doesn't he that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things. If you kind of mentally put yourself on an equal plane, you have to be ready for what comes with it.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. We have there's three votes. It's 2-1 in favor of it's okay. Here comes Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. So is it okay that Kelly's going to pay for half of her engagement ring?
Well, I think that's really nice of her, but I guess I'm just old-fashioned that way that it is a gift to the woman. And, you know, other women look at it and compliment on it. And, I mean, if she's okay with that, that's fine. But my sister bought her own ring, found it in the paper, and it was pretty obvious he didn't want to get married. Didn't work out well either. So,
But you're putting your vote down as not okay.
I mean, teach their own, but it wouldn't be for me, so no.
Good. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Have a fun Monday. Thanks for listening. It's tied 2-2.
Don't women want to be courted anymore?
Oh,
they still can be courted. You can still be wooed, but just when it comes to writing the check, split it.
That's not romantic.
No, Jeremy, no.
I bet you'd do it to get a ring.
She's already got six engagement rings.
I do, and I didn't pay for any of them.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Well, you're going to get to break the tie, so what are you thinking?
It's hard because we were in a financial situation where I did offer to pay for it because I just wanted it to happen already. And supposedly it was a financial disadvantage. And so I was like, well, if that's the truth, then let me help you. And And we thought about it and talked about it. In the end, he didn't pay for it, and I'm thankful he didn't, because I think I would have probably had resentment.
He didn't have you pay for it.
He didn't let you pay for it.
Right, right. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Still together? So, everything good?
And he gets very proud when when people notice it and talk about it. So he's glad that he waited.
So what's your vote?
So my vote is no. I think it's really sweet of her, but I think she might regret it.
So not okay.
Right.
I'm so glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
You know, I feel like there's been a reprieve because it was 2-1 in favor of it's okay, and the not okays came back to save
the
day.
Right, we won it. I don't think it's okay. I feel like everybody else, I think it's sweet, but no.
You know I think it's stupid. Jeremy?
I say you split it. Go for it.
You're such a financial man.
Yeah.
Chris, don't do it?
No. Mm-mm.
All right, so that's going to make it a total 6-3. So for Kelly and Rob who are listening this morning, we know that you're very, very hip and modern, but by a 2-1 margin, no. You know, Rob, if you've got to, you know, put a few extra dollars away here and there, but you're not going to make your wife pay for half of her engagement ring.
There you go.
Pick up some overtime hours,
sorry,
buddy.
Rob.
You're right. Talking about engagement rings and a bride-to-be paying for half of her engagement ring. And then Chris comes walking in with a story. You got to share that story with our listeners.
Well, my son was at the jewelry store buying an engagement ring for his fiance when a stranger walked in and started engaging him and chatting with him. And the next thing you know, the stranger went to the sales lady and said to her to go ahead and upgrade my son's purchase. And he thought it was a joke. He thought he worked there or something, you know. And what it turned out to be was just a random stranger who came in, and he felt like doing a good deed that day.
Shut up.
And
so you like what? Up the diamond?
He upped the diamond size
and paid the difference.
Tell me she's got a rock the size of a Buick on her finger.
It's ginormous. No,
it's cool. Strange.
Yeah, it's very. I mean, he couldn't even believe that happened. But you know, the pay it forward thing. It was kind of like
it's
that.
Pretty neat.
It's like something out of a movie.
Wow. I know. And he mysteriously disappeared. I mean, he went. You know, my son went to shake his hand and thanked him profusely and everything. And then he paid for his part. And then he turned around to chat with him again, and he was gone.
Whoa.
He was gone.
Pulled his cape over and
right. That's how fairy godfathers just disappear.
That's a hell of a story.
It's pretty great.
I got to see this ring now.
And that's something that your son and his wife will be able to talk about forever.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.